Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Well, all right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk about Russian trolls, Russian bot farms, social media, the whole thing, right? How much is it influencing us? How much does it, you know, shape the world? What is Russia actually trying to do? What are their goals? You know, all that stuff. You hear a lot of stuff, but you wonder, like, does it really matter? Like, I don't know. Russia has all these different groups they created, and how much does that really influence us? You know, does it really have an effect? Kevin, basically, what is Russia even doing? Like, what's happening?
Well, Comrade Chuck, they're doing all sorts of nasty shit.
The nasty shit.
The Internet Research Agency is like the Russian propaganda wing there.
You're right.
Now, technically, the Internet Research Agency is a business. It's private. It's not related to Russia in any way. It's in St. Petersburg. But turns out that's really bullshit, and it's kind of easy to see through it. The guy that owns it is Yevgeny Prigozhin. He's the owner of the Internet Research Agency. And him and Putin are super close buddies, you know, like riding horses without shirts together and shit. Super into each other. Now, there's a woman named Jessica Arrow. She was a Finnish journalist, or she still is a Finnish journalist. They haven't killed her yet. And when they were gearing up to invade Ukraine, you remember that 2014 when they seized their ports and all that sort of shit? She was doing research into all this weird propaganda shit that was coming out on the internet. And she tracked it back down to this building in Russia, in St. Petersburg, called the Internet Research Agency. And like I said, it was a private business. But she was across the street recording the front of the business, who was coming and going. And the dumbass security guard came out and yelled at her and told her she couldn't record it because it was a government building. So you gotta get your shit straight. You can't have the best of both worlds and be a government, you know, have the protection of a government agency, but also be unrelated to the government and act like Russia isn't you know, the nation of Russia isn't actually involved in all this bullshit. I mean, it's pretty see-through. Right. It's pretty obvious. You know, I know there's a lot of bullshit about there about the, how they're not related, but they are 100% related. And it's all the same motherfuckers, and they're all getting paid by the Russian government, and it's not a private business. So let's just clear that off the table right up front.
All right.
Now, Jessica Arrow, she was after she put out a book on all this stuff, and afterwards she started getting all these death threats, and it turns out it wasn't the people from the Internet Research Agency that were doing it. Instead,
was it Hillary's campaign?
No. Instead, what they did was they put all this bullshit on the internet about her, all this like made up bullshit, and basically accused her of doing what they were actually doing. And she's getting death threats from everybody that thinks, that believes that she's an asshole, even though she had nothing to do with any of the stuff they're accusing
her. That's pretty smart.
It is smart. And honestly, you might see me after we do this show putting out on my Facebook and shit about how I'm all like pro, you know, I don't fucking know. Pro Russia. Well, I don't know. I don't know how they would. I mean, I'm already an asshole, so I don't know how they'd paint me as more of an asshole. You know, but I don't post on the internet. So if you see a post from me on the internet, it's probably the Russians.
It's the bots.
It's the bots.
Now, so like, have I even seen this Russian influence in my social media? Like, is it in my feed? If I go scroll on there and I'm searching through the Prepping Badass page, what am I going to find? Is there Russian influence reaching out and touching me?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think that all the best political memes you see out there were created by
a Russian,
whether it's right wing or left wing.
All right.
All the best. I did memes see
they had Russians. Some sample ones on the website, you know, that were pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one with a big picture of Satan.
Uh-huh.
And it had Satan, what is it, like a colon with the two dots?
Uh-huh.
And it said, if Clinton wins, I win. And then on the bottom, help Jesus.
And that was a Russian one?
That was a Russian one.
That's classic.
And I was like, I like it. So, you know, so if you saw that, then maybe Russia touched you a little bit. All right. The thing is, like, so it's not necessarily, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know what? Russia's going to make me subtly think that, you know, America's bad or whatever. Or, you know, people always say, like, they stir the pot with the guns and the whatever. But here's the thing. The goal of a foreign government, typically with what we see, now there are certain agendas they might want to push, that kind of thing. But typically, it's to stir the pot.
Mm-hmm.
They want to create hate and discontent. It's not that they care so much pro-Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment, pro-Clinton, pro-Trump, whatever. That's not the point. The point is to make you divided.
To piss you off.
Stir the pot. To get you all, you know, worked up and to distrust your government, to hate your government, to realize that the other side is the problem. And it basically feeds that agitation. And that seems to be the goal that they're trying to do, which I got to say is kind of more brilliant. I mean, I think if, you know, instead of targeting certain issues, basically tearing a country apart from the inside where they just kind of hate each other and don't trust each other, or you completely don't trust your government. I mean, Russia knows what it's like to have a population that doesn't trust the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to invest a ton of resources into controlling people just to, you know, keep it under bay. And to put America in the same situation, it's not necessarily a bad plan to, you know, to slow us down. You know, but that's the thing. So if they're coming out and, you know, stirring all this Black Lives Matter stuff, they have some groups that are, you know, creating racial tension. What were some of the names, Kevin?
Some of these here was Black Matters USA. That was a Russian-run okay. organization.
I feel like I could have got a better name for them than that.
Oh, they got some terrible names here. So another one is Black Fist. Do Not Shoot. Now, these are very specific.
Now, was Black Fist a porn site?
I don't know. It's not one I would ever visit. All right. So Black Fist is a group geared towards black owned fitness companies, gyms, things like that.
Oh, okay.
Now, the fucked up thing is they're not like promoting any sort of ideology. What they were doing with this one was just collecting names, phone numbers, email addresses, and videos of the people involved there. So what they were doing is collecting a list of black people that are involved in fitness that they can advertise to a certain way. You know what I mean? They're creating categories of people and basically promoting bullshit to them independently. You know, whether it's Democrats or liberals, it's broken down a lot, or Republicans, it's broken down a lot more demographically than that. It's really broken down into all sorts of smaller groups that they can advertise to with their bullshit and their propaganda, their memes, their tweets, and all that sort of shit. They can gear it towards people specifically by what they're into or what they're not into and what's going to piss them off. So, I mean, it's kind of a smart way to gather information.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of get into like how they do it. So basically there's trolls, and that's this place in St. Petersburg where you have people who are just creating memes and trying to be creative. And I feel like they should maybe contact me, maybe reach out a little bit. I'll give you my information at the end of the podcast. Because I feel like I could help them out.
Yeah, you could do a lot better than some of their shit is pretty stupid.
Than a lot of the stuff they've come up with. But, all right, so that's what the trolls do. All right, then you have the bots. Now the bots, what they do is that's just computers and you know it's basically software, right? And what the software does is it has all these accounts where it goes in and makes comments and it shares. And basically, you know, each one has their own account, each bot. And so they share it and just basically grow and perpetuate this. There used to, back in the day, back before social media, you know, like before Facebook and that kind of shit, Rush Limbaugh, they used to go after him and try and take him down. And he always used to talk about it, you know, one angry lady with 50 fax machines. Right. And she would send out the, you know, the 50 faxes all from the same house or whatever, being like, you know, Coke, you should stop the advertising on the Rush Limbaugh show because that guy's the devil. And then, but, you know, they would all be the same fucking,
right,
you know,
same
person
number, the same thing,
sending a bunch of angry. And that's basically what Russian bots are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so you got one guy coming up with some creative. And like I said, I feel like the creative is a little less than desirable.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could do better. And then it goes. But I think that's where it – and then the bots, you know, share and they comment. You know how on Facebook, if you get more comments, doesn't matter if they're good or bad, the more right. interactions you get, the more it's going to be, you know, shown in front of other people. Right. And obviously shares and things like that. And we all know. I mean, you people aren't idiots. You know how Facebook works. You understand right. what's happening. Now, I think even though they're not super clever, you know, they may not be, they end up creating a theme. And they kind of put shit out there for everybody where it kind of changes the discussion. And mm-hmm. and that's how it builds. You know, I was watching a bunch of videos on why social media, you know, is negatively impacting people or not negatively impacting. You know, is it good? Is it bad? Nobody knows. And, you know, nobody really knows. That's the bottom line. You know, you think of if you're as old as I am and you think of your childhood, and a lot of people, I mean, grew up without social media and a cell phone in their hand, right? A lot of you guys out there. Now, you know, if you're under 25, 30, that's not necessarily the case. But, you know, the rest of us, bottom line, you used to go out, you'd find your friends, you talk to people, you know, you go hang out. And there's so much less of that. And I think, you know, our culture and society has changed where parents don't even feel safe sending their kids off to randomly, you know, disappear for 6 hours. Somehow society has decided that makes you a bad parent. But leaving your kid sitting at home staring at the tablet for 6-7 hours, that's totally that's okay, acceptable.
Right? Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, but whatever. I'm not trying to say one is good or bad. It's just, you know, why? I mean, I imagine getting out and having your own thoughts. A lot of the things I was seeing was saying that people don't even recognize like facial cues and tonality and things like that as much as we used to. You know, the human interaction, it really, the nuance of it is actually going away, where people don't, you know, like, you know, you always, you know, everybody, when people like me and Kevin put our sarcastic shit all over the internet, people, you know, we kind of are like, yeah, somebody could really take that the wrong way. And then we're like, fuck it and do it anyway.
Yeah,
I was watching a show yesterday where the guy's like, well, you know, that fuck it button in my head. He was talking about using cocaine or whatever, but, you know, it's the same thing. Anytime I speak, I'm like, yeah, I hit the fuck it button, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just
let it roll and we'll see where it ends up. But that's kind of the thing is you lose that nuance and the tonality. And people, I think, take things the way, you know, it relates to them. Like, oh, you know, I hate black people. So he must mean that he hates black people too or whatever. Obviously, I don't hate black people. That's not my point. My point is people interpret it in relation to themselves, right?
Right.
So that's the, you know, the way it builds. And the same thing. Oh, well, you know, I think that all Democrats are evil, you know, blood-sucking Pelosi, whatever, you know, then you can kind of interpret it through that lens. And also, like, I have coworkers who take everything from, like, a racial lens.
Right.
And anything you say, well, what does he really mean about race when he says that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it gets even worse, though. So, like I said, people see it through a certain lens, and that, you know, that's an issue. But then, you know, people say, well, you know, kids used to sit in front of the TV all day and they'd watch commercials and you'd be influenced and, you know, product placement. And I know product placement's probably even more so, you know, better, more strategically planned, and you notice it maybe even less, you know, when they put it in shows and stuff. But I mean, I don't mean less like it happens less. I mean less obvious. Like, you know, it's more, you know, more. They probably crafted it a little bit more to where they influence us. But I think what's different now than it was 20 years ago is that we now it's kind of interactive, right? So when you click something or you comment on something or you love something or you share something, all right, Facebook uses the algorithms where they try and say, all right, you know what, he likes this, and they craft it to shit that you react to.
Right.
Now, and that's a big difference with what was, you know, going on before. Before, you're randomly seeing, hey, this new product's out there. Now it's, hey, you know, you hate cops or you whatever, so I'm going to show you tons of things that people who hate cops enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, look, there it is again. And it escalates and it shapes a world around you where you're only seeing through a filter that's, you know, painted in that negative light. And, you know, hey, everybody who hates cops enjoys this. Or maybe you like cops and then, you know, you're only seeing good, happy cop stories. And that's, you know, but the thing is, the world is just full of great people and bad people. And there's good stories and bad stories and whatever. It's the same thing with the NRA, right? You know, oh, all guns are used for bad things. And look, every gun that's out there, you know, somehow falls into the wrong hands. I always watch these shows and they'll be like the girlfriend who's like, don't buy a gun. They're so evil. If you buy a gun, it's going to be bad. And then the guy like locks the gun in his trunk to go into work or whatever. Somebody breaks in and steals the gun out of his trunk and then goes uses it to kill the like kid on the tricycle outside.
Mm.
And you're like, oh.
Guns are evil. She was right the whole time.
Right? She was right the whole time. So that's the thing. They're painting a picture. But you can just keep perpetuating what people want to see, right? And that's, I think, where it all falls apart. And that's why, you know, I think people get that social media is so evil. And with the research that they've done, it seems you can get more of an emotional reaction by painting something negative than you can out of something positive.
Right.
It kind of burns into you. Like positive, you can get – I think that the studies that I was looking at were showing that positive is better long term, but for immediate reaction. Like you can build up more of a belief in whatever with something positive long term, but you can get, you know, quick reaction, clicks and comments and things like that. You can really kind of spread that hate if you, you know, go with the negative. It's going to end up, you know, going a lot more. It's a lot easier to get people on board with not liking Nancy Pelosi than it is to, you know, get people to be positive about bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just saying, she's easy to hate, right?
Well, I mean, she might be a vampire. I feel like
there's that.
I feel like she's been like 100 years old for like the past 100 years. She doesn't get any older. She's old, but she doesn't get any older. She just keeps going.
Right.
You know, I hear right. that she well, now I did hear on the internet yeah. that she bathes in the blood of virgins, but I'm not, you know, I don't have any evidence of that. It's just something I heard on the internet from some sort of bot.
Yeah, it was your friend Vlad that shared it with you.
Right.
Vlad posted it. Yeah. Yeah, I know about that one. But that's the thing. I mean, and I feel like our news has even gone that way, like Hollywood, CNN, the White House, all the different things that are out there putting out, you know, information. It seems like they want to show us that sensationalism, whatever, the dramatic emotion and want to, you know, catch the hey, this will sell kind of thing. And I think, honestly, I hate to say it, I think that was CNN's downfall. I mean, I know you're like, well, CNN still exists. And yes, they do.
Yeah.
But it used to be that you couldn't go anywhere without CNN being on. And it was, right. it was like a staple, right? And people, I think they just get tired of the negative stories over and over. Like, it's good, like, it's a story. It'll get you to turn on when it's dramatic and emotional.
Right.
But then when that's all you got is the traumatic, emotional, reactionary shit, people start to see through it over time.
Right.
And they don't feel like their day is better when they're watching it. You know, like, oh, I got something out of that, you know, and I feel like I'm informed and whatever. I mean, we like excitement and we talk about some dramatic things and, you know, somebody doing something stupid on this podcast, you know, we're in the entertainment business to some extent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think even the crap that we post on social media, you know, you guys would be amazed. But like, so we have the Prepping Badass page on Facebook. And I think the heading says like survival prepping. And I'll get comments from people, you know, you just have a bunch of memes about politics and whatever. And you don't have real content on you know, survival and prepping. And I got to tell you, when I post stuff like a video of some guy building a shelter or, you know, doing something super creative or, hey, here's a great way to filter water. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's a great way to, you know, build a better fire. Look at this new thing that really works and whatever. And I'm not talking about trying to sell you a product. I'm talking about free information where I'm like, hey, this guy's really got his shit together and can show you or improve your, you know, shooting or whatever, you know, 30% by doing something really simple trick where you don't have to buy anything. You just have to, you know, do this thing. Like, dude, there was a great video. I know I'm all over the place here, but there was a great video where the guy's like, look, here's how your eyes work. And you follow like dots. So when you're aiming with a gun, people kind of see the target moving as your body's kind of jittering as you're, mm-hmm. you're sitting there breathing and whatever. And they're like, people kind of like try and catch it at the half second while it's lined up. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, oh, I'm watching the dot and it's in front of the target now, pull the trigger, right? Mm-hmm. People will get like that. And that's like kind of a trick of your eye. And there was a video like explaining that and like stand in front of the mirror and watch. And it broke down how your eye, like it's actually not there when you're pulling the trigger, you know, like, and people end up jerking because of it and different things like that. And it really went into detail explaining that and how to correct that issue. To me, super useful. And I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing. Let me share that on the
thing. How many people were like, into that one?
Like two watches and maybe one like, and you're like, oh, but if I post some stupid ass shit about, you know, hey, you know, Pelosi looks stupid here. Look at her, you know, whatever. Look, you can see freaking, I don't know, you know, you can see her vampire teeth in this angle. Then I'm going to get 2000 likes and all these comments and like 40 shares. And I'm like, oh, well, that's how I grow my audience.
Yeah. And that's how the Russians
do it. Of those, right. And that's one of those self-fulfilling kind of things, right? You know, hey, I'm pretty sure Pelosi's a vampire. Look at her freaking sucking the necks of children or whatever. Uh-huh. And you'd be like, oh, yep. Or, you know, if I post a meme of freaking Biden sniffing some little girl's hair, they'll be like, oh, yep. But if I, you know, I post something, you know, really relevant to survival and prepping, people are like, yeah, you know, whatever. Maybe not my thing. And I'm not saying, I mean, it's human nature, right? I'm not trying to bash you guys for, you know, oh, you're not all survival all the time. I don't know if you should be. No, that's not my point at all. My point is we can get manipulated and pushed in different directions. And it does affect how we think and what we do. So just be aware of what you're doing and what you choose and why you're choosing. I guess the real thing that it comes down to is we all need to kind of, you know, understand, like, I think people need to decide what your values are, kind of come up with your core beliefs and, like, you know your principles. And that way you can kind of see if you're being influenced and kind of reevaluate yourself, even if you write down some of your thoughts, you know, and have like a journal of kind of your beliefs. You can kind of see how much you've changed. You know, you think about how much people have changed with their stance on, you know, your tolerance of cross-dressers or, you know, homosexuality or, you know, you think of like gay marriage, right? Remember, it wasn't that long ago when Obama and Hillary, you know, at the beginning of Obama's campaign, he was anti-gay marriage. And, you know, and the whole world was on board with that. And I don't mean everybody was anti-gay marriage. That's not my point. I'm saying the majority in the culture had accepted that as a thing. You know, I know the media now is working, doing their damnedest to paint the picture as, you know, there's six different genders or 20 or 30 different genders, that kind of shit. But like, it still seems when they actually poll people in private that people believe there's only two genders, but they're trying to reshape that. And we're turning into something different. And I'm not saying what's good and bad. I mean, you know, oh, well, people used to really divide each other by race and now we don't as much and that's better. Well, guess what? That is better. Mm-hmm. But again, we try and tear each other apart a lot now too. So who knows? But the point is, I mean, there are good changes that come out of stuff. And I'm not saying, you know, what we need to do, and we don't need to hate people because they're different than us. I'm saying you need to be aware of what you believe and why you believe it. You need to make your choices. Now, if somebody makes a compelling argument and it's not just a bullshit meme, then I would say, you know, then, you know, take it into account and maybe you reevaluate yourself, you know, maybe you say, hey, I've been kind of, you know, narrow-minded and stupid about this shit, but when everything's very reactionary where, you know, oh, you voted for Trump, I absolutely have to hate you. You're no longer my mother and I don't care about you anymore. And the same thing, well, you voted for a Democrat and, you know, you're so stupid, I can't even believe. But hey, we can all agree, Mitch McConnell sucks and Nancy Pelosi sucks.
Yep. Yep. Nobody's going to argue that.
I don't think, you know, I don't think we have to, you know, but that's the point. We don't need to, you know, just hate each other. You know, to be honest, I can see arguments for why somebody would get vaccinated and I can see strong arguments with why somebody would not get vaccinated. And both, I think, can be very legitimate. And I understand. And also, you got to keep in mind, you know, maybe somebody hasn't done the amount of research that you've done. But even with a reasonable level of research, I can see how you can make an argument either way. And that's the point. You don't need to just hate somebody and, you know, hey, you're ridiculous and I can't even talk to you. You have no comprehension or whatever. But I do find when people just have the talking points, I do kind of lose interest and don't want to talk to them at all. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to move on, dude.
Yeah.
Because you've given this idea no thought and, you know, and whatever. And the thing is, it's fine that you don't worry about vaccines. I'm just going to live my life and do my thing. That's fine with me. My point is, don't make the argument and decide you're going to hate me without doing any research, you know?
Right.
Do your research, figure out where you stand and what you believe and stick to it, you know, own it, be a man. So anyway, if you'd enjoyed this discussion, you appreciate listening to us. We did get some new sponsors on Patreon again, and maybe you guys could support us at patreon.com. You could, you know, have concerns, comments. You can email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. A lot of great things out there that, you know, you can do to get in touch with us. Facebook, whatever, social media. I know you guys like to get on there. We'd, you see what I did there, right? But anyway, all right. So with that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.
Every once in a while, it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawks Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.